People keep saying to me, Grace, is there any truth to the rumor about you and Clint Eastwood? I think it's so totally ridiculous. Clint Eastwood is a man's man, a bold man. A man's man in the sense that we admire him for his manly behavior. He and Sandra Locke make such a nice couple. And, of course, me. Oh, come on. Hey, Johnny Rico, come on. I wouldn't stray across the line at all. But if I got a knock on the head, you know, it's out of my head. Maybe, you know, I'm getting an X-ray and I get too many gamma rays. Next thing you know, he looks at me, I look at him. We get that double lease on that apartment in Kalorama. Before you know it, I'm hopping around in my apron singing him something probably like this. It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy to make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. When we make love, beneath stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. It had to be you. Oh, it's so nice when you cut a slice. It had to be you. You don't even mind my Tocastle boils. It's kinda like you're drilling for oil. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. Wa-do-da-da-da! Clinton? Clinton, have you seen my red muffler?
It's in the closet, punk.
No, it's not. I'm over by the closet now, and I don't see it. Can you?
I just saw it in there.
Well, maybe it's on the top shelf, and you're 2 inches taller than I am, Clinton, so come on over here. Maybe you can get it for me. Look, I'm up on tippy toes. I can't get it. Come here.
Okay, punk.
All right. Get it for me. In you go, Clinton. It's a joke. Door's locked. Door's locked. You can't come out.
You better open this door, punk.
Clinton, no. I'm going to keep you in the closet because you're bad. You're a bad boy. You're a bad boy, Clinton. Kick him out. Clinton, kick him out. I'm going to shout because Clinton, kick him out.
Punk, come on in there. Open the door.
Oh, no. There's no way you're getting out of there for at least a half an hour anyway. It's a punishment for you, Clinton. A punishment. Clinton! Clinton, we only leased it. Clinton! Clinton, will you... Unbelievable, Clinton!
I told you.
All right, all right. Geez, no, what are you gonna, look at this. Where am I ever going to find rice paper like that again?
You shouldn't play jokes, punk.
Oh, I'm just mad at you because you won't take that White House tour with me.
Will you stop with the White House tour, punk?
Well, no, I mean, it's like everybody comes to Washington goes to the White House, and we've never been to the White House, and I'd like to go to the White House. I mean, we lived there all our lives, for crying out loud.
Punk, I'm warning you, I don't want to go to the White House.
Clinton, it would be so nice. Do you realize the antiques they have in that place? They take you actually through the rooms where Ron and Nancy will relax into the blue room and the green room and all those rooms in the oval orifice.
You'd like that when you go to the...
All right, punk, get in the car.
Oh, yay, we're going to the White House. Ah! Would you slow down? Jeez, I hate when you drive like that. God.
Here, punk, aren't you getting out of the car?
Just a second, let me get the upholstery out of my tuckers. Jesus, Clinton, when you drive like that, it terrifies me. It just terrifies me. Oh, okay. Oh, look, the tour's already started. Quick, let's get in line.
I'm Mrs. Fuddlebottom of the White House Tour Group. You'll notice here in the Blue Room, Nancy's personal favorite is where Nancy oftentimes comes to reflect with a cup of tea. The Prime Minister of Botswana was entertained here just last week, and they sat at that very nice marble table donated by the Shipman Society. And, of course, over here is a portrait that was originally hung in the Lincoln administration and was hidden by the Shipman Society during the Civil War so that it could be once again replaced in its time should the White House have been overrun. Over here you'll notice this tile here was imported from Walla Walla, and it was imported by Jacqueline Kennedy, and she was the first one to actually undertake major renovation of the White House in many years. Now, if you'll follow me this way, we'll proceed to the Blue Room, where the...
Gee, Clinton, isn't this great? Look at all this stuff.
Yeah, punk, look at that chair over there.
Wow.
Look at that green cushion on there. If that isn't divine, I'm sure it has been redone. Oh, look, they just don't make them like this anymore, Clinton.
Wow.
Can't you see where the chair's from, Bunk?
Well, let me see here. There is a little plaque on the bottom of the chair, but I think I can make it out if I just bend down here. Let me see. This chair donated during the Civil War by then-General Robert E. Lee. Not in the blue room, Clinton.
Clinton, if Nancy comes out, I'm going to be mortified.